We're going to focus tonight on the love that God has shown us at Christmas. And when we think of Jesus coming to earth as a baby, we should think of it as an incredible expression of God's love. But what is that love like? That's what I want us to think about. What is that love like that God has shown us? When we think about the love of God, I think a lot of people probably assume that his love is like the love that we have for the people that we care about. So some of you have family members here tonight. We've got friends, and we think about love often in terms of how we love other people. So we love our family members. We love our friends. We feel affection for them because they've been there for us. Okay, they care about us. We've been through a lot together, and they have qualities that are lovable. And since this is how we love them, we probably assume God loves us the same way. And certainly there are aspects of God's love that are like the affection that we have for family and friends. But if you think about Christmas, and if you think about what Ed brought up, the cross, Good Friday, if you think about those, if that's all there is to God's love, this fond affection, it doesn't really explain those things. It doesn't explain why Jesus had to come to earth, especially since one of his primary reasons for coming was to suffer and die. The Bible says that Jesus came to earth and died because of the love that God has for us. But if God loves us the way that we love others, why did Jesus have to come? Why did he have to suffer and die? If God loves us like we love others, these things don't really make sense. They don't really need to happen. And so this afternoon, I want us to think a little bit more deeply about God's love and see what the Bible has to say about how he shows that to us at Christmas. And to do that, I want to look at some verses that give us a great explanation. They were written by one of Jesus' close friends. His name was John. John was a disciple of Jesus. We've been at East Lincoln, we've been looking at John's writings this month of December. Tonight we're going to look at another one. He understood the difference between God's love for us and our love for others, and he explained it in a letter that he sent to some people that he was trying to teach about Jesus. And the verses that we're going to look at tonight, he's trying to teach the people how to love one another. One of our songs had that in one of the verses. Truly, he taught us to love one another. So John is teaching the people he's writing to love one another. And in order to do that, he shows them what God's love is like, because he is going to say that you need to love one another like God has loved you. And it's different than the way that we normally love one another. So here's the beginning of what John says. This comes from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and 8 to start with. He writes this, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. And anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." And so you can see that he is calling them to love one another, and he's telling them where love comes from. It comes from God. He says God is love, and if they were born of God, his love would be in them, and they would then show it to others. If it wasn't in them, they couldn't truly know God, because God is love, is what he says. And then he goes on to describe just what that love looks like. This is the love of God and how it's different than the love that we normally have for others. This is what he writes in verses 9 and 10. "In this, the love of God was made manifest among us." So, in other words, this is how God revealed his love to us. "That God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God," because we love God kind of like we love other people, "but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." All right, I want to think about those verses. John describes that God made manifest, or he revealed his love for us by sending his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is, of course, what we celebrate at Christmas. God sent his son, and John says that's how God revealed his love to us. But it wasn't just in sending his son, it's sending his son so that we might live through him. That's how he showed his love. That means without him, without the son who came and was born in this world, without him or apart from him, we can't truly live. What's he talking about? He's talking about something that's more than just physical life. Because people were alive before Jesus came to earth, and yet they weren't fully alive. They were alive, but they were dead at the same time. So what John is doing is he's pointing out the reality of the spiritual life. So there's physical life, okay, we're alive, but there's also spiritual life. And you can be physically alive, yet spiritually dead. And John says that God sent his son into this world so that we could live through him. And he's talking about spiritual life so that we could come alive spiritually. He's talking about our heart, our soul, our spirit, that part of us that's deep inside that relates to God. But there was something wrong with that, which is why Jesus had to come to earth. Our spirit was dead to God, and it was dead because of sin and disobedience. Sin at its core is disobedience against God. There's a lot of ways that we can sin against other people, but at its core, it's turning away from God to live for ourselves and do whatever we want to do instead, and it's a common trait that's shared by all of us. We don't grow up looking for how we can live for God. We grow up looking for how we can live for ourselves, and those desires lead us to do all kinds of things that end up hurting other people and things that hurt ourselves. They hurt people we love, and ultimately they're all a rejection or a turning away from God and his way. That's sin, and it was deep inside the core of every human being. We were alive not to God, but to ourselves and to our sinful desires, but we were dead to God. We were in bondage to sin and spiritually dead. And because of our sin against God, there was a price that had to be paid in order to make things right. For creatures who were given life by God but rejected him to live in sin, the just penalty was death, physical and spiritual death, and eternal separation from God and all his goodness for us. So our sin puts us in a desperate situation. It's very desperate, probably more than any of us realize, but that's where God's love comes in. God didn't leave us in that desperate situation. God looked upon our desperation and he provided the perfect solution. Rather than leaving us to die in our sins, he sent his only son, Jesus, to die instead. And so Jesus came to take our place. The Son of God left behind the glory of heaven to become one of us and serve as our representative before God. The Bible says that he lived a perfect life of obedience that was pleasing to God, but he was put to death anyways to pay the price for our sins. And the verses that we read said he's the propitiation for our sins. And what that means is that he paid the price to make things right with God. And the Bible says that anyone who believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. And so John, in writing and describing to his readers what God's love is like, said it that way. That's what God's love is like. It's a lot different than fond affection for someone. He sacrificed his only son so that people who were dead in sin could live again and be fully alive. While we were sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus died so that we might live. That's the love John wanted his readers to see so that they would show that same love to one another. And that's the love that I want us to see as we celebrate Christmas, and as we gather around with family and friends, and we think about the baby in a manger, it goes way beyond the baby in the manger to the things we've been talking about tonight. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. Do you know that kind of love? Okay, have you experienced God's love like that? Have you experienced it personally in your life? If not, the Bible says that the way to experience it is simple. You receive it. So we're getting together to share gifts, and kids especially love receiving gifts. I guess older kids do too. You receive a gift, and that's what God has given, is a gift. And it's something for us to receive by faith. It's a gift that's offered to everyone, but a gift that has to be received by faith. If you believe what I'm saying tonight about God's love and what we've read in the scriptures, and you want to experience it in your life, then simply receive it by faith. Trust in God. Trust in Jesus. God will forgive all of your sins and make you spiritually alive. Everything will be made right between you and God so that you can live the rest of your life in relationship with him. And when this physical life comes to an end, you won't have to fear death because you're alive to God and you'll spend eternity with him. That's the love of God that we see at Christmas. And I urge you to open your heart to him this evening. Let's pray. Like Ed said, there's the three greatest days in the history of the world were when you sent your Son to this world and God became a man. And then when your Son went to the cross and died on that Friday, and then again on Sunday when he rose from the dead, conquering death and lives for us. What amazing, amazing gifts you have given to us. You held nothing back for our salvation. You did everything to make our relationship right with you. And now, Lord, I pray for those who may be hearing this and understanding it or seeing it for the first time, or those of us who have known it for a long time, may we tonight turn to you in faith again, refresh our trust in Jesus. That's what gives us hope in this life. That's what gives us the deepest joy at Christmas. And you did it all for us. We praise and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.